Let's talk to Craig Campbell, guys. Good morning, Craig. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. How are y'all?
Good, man. Thanks for calling in, brother. We sure do appreciate it this morning.
Right on, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't forget this time.
Yeah, no, man. I had no worries, man. And look, stuff like that happens, man. You just miscommunicate or it just happens, man. So
just plain old forgot.
Yeah, yeah. And that happens too, man. So I appreciated your candidness of being honest with me. So but anyway, man, you're here this morning and we're so glad to have you here, brother. And of course, everybody's buzzing about your song Outskirts of Heaven. And we're going to talk about that this morning as well as some of the in case some people don't know, and I want you to correct me if I'm wrong now. This is what I know a little bit, what I think I know about you. People might not know that you were the keyboard player for Luke Bryan for a while, right? Am I correct in that?
Yeah, I played piano for Luke for a little while. It was back before he had his record deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as a matter of fact, when I played piano for Luke, we were riding around in a Chevy Avalanche, you know, with me and then the rest of the band. And while I was with Luke, he graduated from a Chevy Avalanche to a Chevy Suburban. So he was on his way up back then. But yes, before he had his record deal, but we had a lot of fun. We've been real good buddies ever since.
Well, the reason I brought that up, and I had read where it was a conversation with him that got you to writing, actually writing to the degree that you are now. Would that be correct as well?
I was already writing. I was writing but it wasn't at the top of my list of priorities.
Okay.
But, you know, I had a conversation with Luke, and he made it seem to be more important than the effort I was putting towards it. So when I went, you know, I got back to Nashville and just hit the ground running and started writing as much as I could and meeting new writers and new publishers and different stuff like that. And he was, in a way, he was right on the money as far as just the relationships that I got from writing and the doors that were opened. It was a good bit of advice.
Right. Now, for some folks who might not know, man, you've had some songs recorded by some major artists as well. Garth Brooks in particular, in case anybody don't know this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I had Garth recorded one of my songs on this last album he had out, a song called All American Kid. And as a matter of fact, he played it about a year and a half ago on the ACMs down in Dallas, which was a big deal for me. You know, I'd never had a song recorded by anybody else. So my first outside recording to be by Garth Brooks was pretty awesome. And then I've had some stuff going on since then. I think Trace Adkins has got one of my songs that's going to be on his new album, and so things are looking good.
Now listen, man, did you ever play with Tracy Byrd at all? I had heard that. I don't know that that's verifiably true, that you were in Tracy Byrd's band for
a while.
Okay.
I played for Tracy for probably a good 18 months in 2005, 2006. That was one of my first real jobs in the music business, was playing for him. Oh, I mean, I take that back. I played piano for Luke before that. But,
right.
But yeah, I played piano for Tracy for quite a while.
The only thing I'm doing, man, is just setting up a background for our folks who might not be familiar with Craig Campbell. And you've had your own hits as well now. So I don't want to go. Fishing's one of my favorite, by the way, man. I just really thought that was cool. It's a cool song, man, but it's the videos even goes along great with it, man. So I just wanted you to know that. But no more than Outskirts of Heaven, man. I tell you, this song here has been, people have been buzzing about it. It's been on our most requested list for ever since Randy Fincham debuted it on the Nashville Showcase on our request song show, HLE Top 10 Requested Songs. And for the week's been there, it was number 3 this week, man. So I'm imagining this thing's going to go to number 1 before it's all over with for us. But I know it's not just us. A lot of other radio stations are grabbing hold of this thing and playing it.
Yeah, man, it's off to a really good start. Released it back in April, I guess it was, and it's moving pretty good. And some in the I don't know what you would call it, terrestrial radio
Right.
world, it was it's as long as if we can get radio to play it, it seems like people love it and want to hear it again and again. So I'm fired up about it. I feel like it's as far as songs that I've written, it's one of my favorite that I've been a part of. I feel like it's a fairly special song. You know, when I wrote it, I basically wrote it for myself and
Right.
never had any intentions of it going on the radio. Just it's just
Really?
something I wanted to write for me. And I started playing it live, and just it took on a life of its own. And
Wow.
the enthusiasm that I saw from the people that were hearing it, I just thought that, you know, it seemed like it was speaking, saying, "Hey, put me out on the
Yeah.
radio. People want to hear me," kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely, man, definitely. Now, we talked a little bit Friday, just briefly, when you'd called in, man. But I do know, man, you grew up in a, I think you said you grew up in a strong Southern Baptist home, if I'm not mistaken. Your
Yeah,
upbringing,
we
yeah.
it was church, you know, Sunday
Yeah.
morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night,
Yeah.
vacation Bible school, revival, all that stuff. And as a matter of fact, I played piano for my church for years and years, and all the way up till I graduated high school, where I got a job that basically didn't, you know, I had to work on Sundays, so I couldn't be at church every Sunday. So yeah, it was a big deal for us. You know, my stepdad, he came into my life when I was about 7 years old and changed everything, and I'm
Wow.
grateful for it. But he kept us in church, it was cool. It was looking back now, it was a blessing.
Now you grew up your home I know it's Nashville now, but before that was where were you, man? So people know where
I
you're
grew
from.
up, born and raised in a little small town down in South Georgia
Yeah.
called Lyons, Georgia, which we, you know, there's not really much. Nobody knows where Lyons is, but we share the county with Vidalia, and Vidalia is fairly famous for the onions
Yes.
that we have. So
Yes.
that's what when I usually tell people where I'm from, I usually say Vidalia, just so they'll have an idea of where it is.
Gotcha, man. Gotcha. So, how long have you been in Nashville now, Craig? Up there. I mean, how long have you been making your home in Nashville, I guess?
Oh man, I've been in the area since 2002, so
Wow.
I'm going on 14 years.
Yeah. Has it changed? This is a question just kind of off the cuff for me, man, but has Nashville changed since from when you got there until now? I mean, have you seen a lot of change in different things?
Oh, I mean, the Nashville itself literally is a booming town. I mean, there's high rises going up, condos. A lot of people are
Yeah.
moving into town.
I know every time I go through
But
there, man, there's construction everywhere.
yeah, it seems like there's nothing but cranes all over town. But you know, but as far as the music, yeah, it's changed as well. But I mean, it has to change if it's going to keep growing. So it's nothing to have any beef about. It's just to our genre of music to continually get bigger and to grow and to get younger, it has to change a little bit. So
Right.
I'm not mad about it.
Now, the song Outskirts of Heaven, is that on a CD now, or is that just a single that's out waiting to go on a CD with the rest of it?
Yeah, that's how it is. You know, we I think with streaming and with all that
Sure.
stuff going
Absolutely.
on these days, it's hard to put out a single, like a hard copy single. So hopefully this song will continue to grow and go up the chart and hit number one. And you know, that's when we will start
Right.
thinking about putting an album out
Gotcha.
with Outskirts of Heaven on it. But until then, it's just digital right now. You can get it pretty much anywhere digital music is sold.
Right. Now, some of the terrestrial stations are playing it now, correct? I mean,
Oh yeah, man.
yeah.
It's should be top 40 in the next week or two. So
Awesome, brother.
it's
Awesome.
moving along.
That is awesome, man. Like I said, it's really a great song. When we first got it, man, I'm like, wow. And when I said Craig Campbell, and I'm like, well, I know who Craig Campbell is because I mean I knew the name already. And for that song to come out like that, brother, and to know that you wrote it, you know, for yourself. I mean, just in your relationship with the Lord there, coming through that, that's a great thing to know, and for our listeners to know, you know, that evolved out of that relationship that you do have. And it's, like I said, man, it's took on a life of its own when you started performing it live. It just kind of said, you got to get it out there for people to hear.
Right. It's I don't believe in coincidences, but I do believe in divine intervention. So I feel like that was just something that was meant to be.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Now, brother D, I don't know, you whenever, I'm just going to invite you, man, whenever you're going through, if you're ever going through Louisiana on I-10 going somewhere, brother, you are more than welcome. We'd love it if you'd stop by the studio and just stop in and say hello with us, brother. And I know your schedule's completely full and all that stuff. I get it, man. So I'm just putting it out there, though, brother. Whenever
we hit that I-10 every now and again.
That's what I'm saying.
Bottom, so
right.
There may be an opportunity for us to swing by one day.
Well, I just want you to know, you are more than welcome to come here, man. And we'll stay in contact with you as well, brother. When you get in, you know, any other stuff out, man, that we can spin, man. I would love to be able to spin it here on HLE Radio, man. And I want to wish you the best and the most success, man, that you can have. And I you're a good guy, man. There's no doubt about that. And I'm very appreciative of the work you do and what you're doing. And you got a lot of listeners here at HLE Radio, man. We love your music.
Well, man, I appreciate y'all playing it and getting it out there for everybody to hear it. So that's I appreciate you guys doing that.
Brother, thank you so much for taking time out this morning and calling in, man. I know musicians don't get up early, and so I truly appreciate that very much, man, for you taking time out to spend time with HLE Radio and our listeners, man. Thank you.
Anytime, brother.
All right, Craig. We'll talk to you later, brother.
Sounds good.
All right. That is Craig Campbell, folks, right there. You heard the man live. Here is his song, Outskirts of Heaven.